Heart Barracuda. Jason's classic cut on a Friday. 10:07. There is something very entertaining going on. For the past few days, liberals have been ecstatic about David Bratt, political unknown, defeating Eric Cantor, number two man in the House of Representatives. They're giddy. Liberals are convinced that the wacko Tea Party movement has struck again and took down the big number two guy. This just shows how far to the right, blah, blah, blah. They are reading this so wrong, it is hysterical. There is another assessment out there that I'm going to get to in just a moment, and that is that conservative talk radio, specifically Laura Ingraham and secondarily Mark Levin, are responsible for Bratt defeating Eric Cantor in Virginia's 7th Congressional District. I want to get to that in just, I want to address both things, that Democrats can position this as the radical Tea Party having taken over, and is talk radio responsible for this happening? I want to get to both of those in just a moment. Before we do that, I did stay up and watch the entire Brewers game last night, all the way through the 13th inning. I understand a win is a win is a win, but Kyle Loesch does not get the win. Do you know what a travesty that is? I mean, that's the way baseball works. The one run that he allowed, Jason, was unearned. Are you aware of that? An unfortunate and rare error by Carlos Gomez. It was an unearned run. He pitched a masterpiece. In fact, they were wondering if they were going to bring him out for the ninth. They didn't. They brought him out for the eighth when it was still tied 1-1. Just a monster performance. The Brewers' bullpen came through where the Mets' bullpen couldn't in extra innings, and that's how the Brewers scored 4 in the 13th. K-Rod came in and shut down the Mets in order, bang, bang, bang. They take 2 of 3, and this has been a very productive road trip for them. They have a winning record on this road trip, which actually continues through most of June. There's a brief hiatus when they come home and take on the Cardinals. They are now 5.5 games above the Cardinals. They take on the Reds, not the Cardinals. Their brief break when they come, they take on the Reds for 3 games. Then they're back on the road against the D-backs and the Rockies. In this road trip, going back to, well, the first of the month, even, if you just start with Sunday, June 1st, even, Jason, in June, they, Jason chose not to do that. Stay with June. Okay. If you just go there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 wins and 1, right? Did I get that right? And 1, 2, 3, 4, they're 7-4 in June. And not all those games are on the road. I don't think all those games. I don't remember exactly, but they're in the plus column on the road. That was some of those are at home. Never mind. But what has been on the road, they did very, very well. The worst they've done is a split. Otherwise, they've won series thus far. 5-3. Thank you. I'll take that. Oh, I'll take that. Now they come home for 3 games with the Reds. They really need, I think, to take this series. It seems like they struggle, even though the other NL teams are struggling, NL Central, that is, it seems that they still struggle with them. So I think this is a big series that they need to win. Then they go back on the road for a stretch. Then they're home a lot. I would argue this. What they've done so far in June gives me more confidence than what they did in April. Because they're just consistently taking two of three now, taking two of three. I think that's championship baseball. If you keep doing that, you are going to be fine. And I'm feeling very good about this team right now. I really am. All right. A liberal brother of mine sent one of his stupid little cutout things. He copies and pastes these dumb little things that he finds at liberal websites. The nature of this one was essentially that the radical Tea Party nuts, only there's very low turnout. And this is true, by the way, the turnout part. There's very low turnout, there was, in Tuesday's election in the primary in the 7th congressional seat in Virginia, where House Majority Leader, number two man, Eric Cantor, was defeated. Very low turnout. So the anti-Cantor crowd was more energized than Eric Cantor's base. The left is positioning this as the radical Tea Party has won again. Problem is, David Brad is not a Tea Party radical. He isn't. And politically, he is not at all that much different from Eric Cantor. The type of candidate that they are trying to caricaturize Brad as is a candidate who believes certain things, doesn't have a lot of intellectual heft, and has skeletons in the closet. Unfortunately, the Tea Party movement has championed such candidates. This is not one of those times. He's intelligent, articulate, well-rounded, and as I said, voters voted for him because, one, Eric Cantor became disconnected from his district, a la Tom Petri, except Tom Petri decided not to run, and Cantor thought he could just spend a lot of money back in his district and still not reconnect. Now, two, and I'm not denying it, the immigration issue is a factor here. I don't think it's the huge factor that some people are trying to paint it, but clearly it was a factor. And Brat used it. Save for immigration, there's actually very little difference between the two. And it seems pretty clear the biggest reason Cantor lost was he had become completely disconnected from his district. And fairly or unfairly, they saw him as Wall Street and K Street driven and not Main Street driven. Quite frankly, I think there's some truth to that. I do. But Brat's not a radical, and he's not a shallow candidate. Not at all. Well, turnout, okay, it doesn't matter. It's still a small percentage. Saying turnout was higher than the primary in 2012, it's still a relatively small percentage. Of it's like, I don't remember what it was, 12, 13%. It's still a relative, I'm not saying it was necessarily low for a primary. I'm saying it's a small percentage of the voters, and that's true. Yeah, it's B-R-A-T, just one T, and Cantor, C-A-N-T-O-R. Okay, there you go. That'll get you what you want, Jason. Jason's trying to Google this. As a percentage of eligible voters, it's still relatively low. But that said, this is a big upset. But you have to understand, the way the left is looking at this is they see a big gun, a big conservative gun, fell. The voters in the 7th District don't care. They don't care that Eric Cantor is a number two. They don't care. That didn't come into play. This was a very local election in that regard. That, in that regard, They didn't care anything about that he would be seen as a big one being taken out. They don't care. It was local. And they didn't see Eric Cantor as being local. Yes, the immigration issue is there too. But the caricature by the left that this Tea Party wing nut has taken over, brought down a prominent Republican, is simply not true. Bratt's a very solid candidate, and voters thought he could win. That's what happened. And he is going to win. And he's not an extreme push to the right at all on Cantor, except on the issue of immigration. Now, what role did talk radio play? And what does this say about the future of talk radio in influencing politics? We'll get to that in 5 minutes. It's 10:18.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.